You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, broadcasting from Raleigh, North Carolina, serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. This is Nancy Jones. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from the November 2019 issue of Vanity Fair magazine. This is Vanity Fair Part B. From the Vanity Fair agenda, promotion, events. Event: Richard Meal in action at the World Athletic Championships. This fall, the biennial IAAF World Athletics Championships got underway in Doha, Qatar. As the third largest sporting event in the world, more than 2,000 athletes competed for gold. Among them, seven elite sportsmen and women who are partners of Swiss watchmaker Richard Meal. Sprinter Johan Blake, high jumper Mutaz Essa Barshim, and pentathlete Nafi Taim put their Richard Meal timepieces through the proverbial ringer, wearing the ultralight watches during all phases of competition. Event: Vote Now, Women of Worth. L'Oréal Paris Women of Worth celebrates 10 extraordinary women who are making a beautiful difference in their communities through volunteering. Visit womenofworth.com to vote for one honoree to receive up to $35,000 for her cause. Event: Vanity Fair and HBO celebrate the deuce. Vanity Fair partnered with HBO to host an advanced screening of the third and final season of HBO's drama series, The Deuce. The screening took place at the Metrograph in the Lower East Side. Maggie Gyllenhaal, James Franco, and the entire cast of the show were in attendance. Following the screening, guests were invited to enjoy cocktails and bites. Catch season 3 of The Deuce on HBO Sundays at 9 p.m. The New Establishment, 2019. Power shifts, flows, recombines, and so too does Vanity Fair's annual ranking of tech moguls, tastemakers, financial wizards, and cultural icons. After 25 years, we've divided our traditional list into 10 groups of 10, illuminating more tribal aspects of the influence networks that define our world. Of course, modern power, catalyzed by technology, tends to transcend its categories. The Obamas have a Netflix deal. Rihanna is building a billion-dollar beauty empire. Elon Musk wants to colonize Mars, and Jeff Bezos is disrupting Hollywood. This year has also been notable for the establishment's conspicuous failings. In Silicon Valley, the hashtag MeToo movement and the Jeffrey Epstein saga, we find glaring indictments of ruling class values. There's nothing more fascinating than power, and nothing more dangerous. Opening illustration by There Is Studio, showing the multi-hued award. Death to the new establishment, long may they reign. So much for making the world a better place. After years of scandals, our new masters of the universe appear even more ruthless than the old guard they displaced, by Nick Bilton. Opening illustration by Klaus Kremers, which shows the Golden Gate Bridge with a tsunami wave approaching, and many people hanging on for dear life on the various popular icons. In San Francisco, the crown jewel of Silicon Valley, there are no poor neighborhoods, just poor people. Squeezed between million-dollar apartments and Michelin-starred restaurants is a rising tide of homelessness, vagrants begging for scraps from the tech zillionaires on Market Street, families who couldn't afford the rent after the latest IPO, Uber drivers sleeping in their cars in the Safeway parking lot. The nouveau wealth capital of America is a land of decadence and irony, where Juul, banned from selling e-cigarettes in the county, just bought a $400 million office tower, and Vinod Khosla thinks he owns the beach. Farther down the 101 in Menlo Park and Sunnyvale, Facebook and Google employees are raising their kids tech-free. This is the world the smartphone has built. In 1994, Vanity Fair inaugurated the new establishment list to celebrate the rise of a new entrepreneurial class that promised, how young we were then, to make the world a better place. They were digital age whiz kids challenging the old boys club, rebels and hackers getting their first taste of real power. 25 years later, the upstarts are now the establishment, the undisputed titans of America's second gilded age. How quickly it all changed. Twitter, which aided the Arab Spring, now abets America's culture civil war, and its co-founder Jack Dorsey is more concerned with going on silent retreats than silencing Nazis. Mark Zuckerberg, who dreamed of bringing free internet to Africa, spends his days dodging questions about the genocide in Myanmar. Dara Khosrowshahi has righted the amoral culture of Uber, but is struggling to squeeze profits from its gig economy workforce. For SoftBank leader Masayoshi Son, self-driving cars can't come soon enough. Even Slack, which was going to save us from the drudgery of work, has merely insinuated drudgery deeper into the fiber of our lives. Unwinding the problems these entrepreneurs have wrought is difficult, as anyone on the 2019 new establishment list can attest. YouTube's Susan Wojcicki has spoken passionately of trying to strike a balance between removing hate speech and cultivating free expression, but is quick with excuses when pressed on the specifics. If we were to take down every video, poor Zuckerberg couldn't for the life of him figure out how to rid Facebook of anti-vaxxers or Russian bots, at least until regulators began threatening multi-billion dollar fines and high-profile tech insiders, including Tristan Harris and Roger McNamee, began speaking publicly about breaking up the company. "Fish don't see water," one tech investor explained, when I ask how Silicon Valley sees itself in this age of cultural backlash. Another senior-level tech employee, who has worked in the industry for more than a decade, wasn't so kind. "I don't think they smell their own shit," she said. There is still a sense of wonder. Elon Musk is planning a Mars colony. Satya Nadella is pouring money into artificial intelligence. Larry Page has invested in flying cars. Wojcicki's younger sister, Anne, is building a genetic database that is already being used to design new drugs. With a $300 million investment from GlaxoSmithKline and fuel cutting-edge academic research. Jeff Bezos has teamed up with titans of the financial industry to lower healthcare costs, while Brian Armstrong's cryptocurrency exchange, Coinbase, aims to disrupt the financial industry altogether. In Hollywood, technology has forced the studios to compete with Netflix and Amazon, fueling another golden age of video. Meanwhile, venture capital is flowing outward, remaking the world, for better and worse. There are startups growing flawless diamonds with plasma reactors, plant-based meats that bleed beet juice, shoes made from eucalyptus fibers. One startup founder I recently met is growing genetically modified mushrooms that can be turned into imitation leather for belts and shoes, reducing the need for cows and helping slow climate change. 1,000 artisan villages in India won't know what hit them. Mark Andreessen, the founder of Netscape, and one half of the eponymous VC firm Andreessen Horowitz, used to say that software eats the world. These days, it feels more appropriate to say that Silicon Valley eats the world, or has eaten it already.
Thank you.
Now, here's the first category in this year's new establishment list, the Valley. Visionaries and venture capitalists transforming the tech industry. 1. Susan Wojcicki, CEO of YouTube, the world's largest video platform, age 51, with global scale and 2 billion monthly users, comes world historical problems. "Everybody is angry at you all the time," Wojcicki has said of her battle to rid YouTube of extreme content. In August, she reaffirmed that YouTube will remain an open platform, even if she offends some people along the way. 2. Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft, the world's most valuable public company, age 52, employees 130,000. Microsoft had missed the boat on mobile and was a drifting also-ran when Nadella took over. Now it's a world leader in cloud computing and at nearly $1.1 trillion, bigger than Apple. Who would have guessed? 3. Andy Jassy, CEO of AWS, age 51. The most powerful Amazon executive not named Jeff runs the company's web services division, the hyper-profitable core of Bezos' e-commerce empire. It might also be one of the most valuable businesses in the world, if Bezos ever spun it off. 4. Mary Meeker, venture capitalist, age 60, weapon of choice, LinkedIn SlideShare. Digital Nostradamus and key advisor behind investments in Airbnb, Uber, and Slack. After building a global following with her Internet Trends report, Meeker secured $1.25 billion for her debut fund, Bond Capital. 5. Zhang Yiming, CEO of TikTok, the new anti-Facebook, age 36, net worth $16.2 billion. TikTok, the crown jewel of Zhang's $75 billion ByteDance empire, may be the first genuine new social media phenomenon on a global scale since Snapchat. 6. Dara Khosrowshahi, Uber CEO and turnaround artist, age 50. The canary in the self-driving coal mine, Khosrowshahi missed out on a $100 million post-IPO bonus, but he's sanguine in the face of multi-billion dollar losses. His new mantra, scale, scale. 7. Anne Wojcicki, CEO of 23andMe, Susan Wojcicki's sister, age 46, has collected more than 6,500 gallons of human saliva, inked a $300 million deal with GSK for a 4-year exclusive partnership to share data and identify new drug targets. 8. Jack Dorsey, co-founder and CEO of Twitter and Square, digital monk, age 42. Dorsey, a Vipassana practitioner, wants to consciously observe that all pain and pleasure aren't permanent and will ultimately pass and dissolve away, if only. 9. Tristan Harris and Roger McNamee, ethicist, Center for Humane Technology, ages 35 and 63, fighting the tide of technology. Harris says big tech is downgrading humanity. McNamee, an early Zuckerberg advisor, fears the problem is bigger than Facebook. 10. John Foley, Peloton CEO, boutique fitness addict, age 48. Foley is betting he can convince Wall Street that cult-like fitness company Peloton isn't just stationary bikes. It's a tech platform. The potential payoff, an IPO that could value the brand at more than $8 billion. Top venture capitalist, Neil Shen, Sequoia Capital China, Lee Fixel, Tiger Global Management, Jeff Jordan, Andreessen Horowitz, Mary Meeker, Bond, Alfred Lin, Sequoia Capital, Brian Singerman, Founders Fund, Ravi Matre, Lightspeed Venture Partners, Snoop Dogg, Casa Verde Capital, Facebook Revolving Door, in Jennifer Newstead, who helped draft the Patriot Act, John Panette, Flack for Billionaires Paul Allen and Bill Ackman, out Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, Instagram co-founders Jan Koum and Brian Acton, who co-founded WhatsApp. Bird's soaring valuation from March 2018 at $400 million to $2.5 billion in July of 2019. 500 hours of video uploaded to YouTube every minute. 10,000 human moderators, the company says it employs. 24 hours it took YouTube to block all video uploads of the New Zealand shooting. Most feared regulators? 1. Marguerite Vestager. 2. Elizabeth Warren. 3. Ro Khanna. 4. Josh Hawley. And 5. Zoe Lofgren and Anna Eshoo. The next category in this year's new establishment list, the money crowd, the rising generation of bankers, fintech pioneers, and other masters of the financial universe. 1. Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve Chair, age 66. The man Trump has labeled an enemy is bent but not broken, and he may be the only person standing between the U.S. economy and a global recession. 2. Marianne Lake and Jennifer Pipsak, J.P. Morgan heirs apparent, ages 50 and 49. There's a running joke at J.P. Morgan Chase that it's always another 5 years until CEO Jamie Dimon retires. But Lake, who runs the bank's consumer lending business, and Pipsak, now CFO, are very much in the running to succeed him. And rumor is Dimon wants to shake things up, if he ever leaves. 3. David Solomon, President and CEO, Goldman Sachs, age 57, also known as DJ DeSol. After Solomon beat out co-president Harvey Schwartz to succeed Lloyd Blankfein, he set out to pivot the investment bank toward Main Street, rolling out consumer lending product Marcus and a credit card with Apple. Solomon also happens to be the only bank CEO to moonlight as a DJ. He's not your grandmother's banker, says Joanna Coles. He's funny. 4. David McCormick, co-CEO, Bridgewater, age 54, power spouse, Dina Powell. McCormick has a rough-and-tumble resume, Ranger School, Iraq, Princeton, McKinsey, and then there were the Bush years. But taking over Bridgewater Associates, with $160 billion under management under the watchful eye of founder Ray Dalio, may be an even bigger test. 5. Anthony Noto, CEO, SoFi, age 51, brought on to fix SoFi's frat house culture, Noto used his experience as an ex-Goldman banker and Army Ranger to whip the lending startup into shape. In May, SoFi closed a $500 million funding round at a $4.3 billion valuation. 6. James Gorman, CEO, Morgan Stanley, wealth management rainmaker, age 61, salary $29 million. Gorman, an ex-McKinsey management consultant, continues to fortify Morgan Stanley by growing its asset and wealth management business, surfing a rising market that has been a bonanza for the 0.1%. 7. Brian Armstrong, CEO, Coinbase, age 36, net worth $1.3 billion. When the rest of us were trying to figure out what Bitcoin was, Armstrong was building the world's most popular cryptocurrency exchange operator. With 20 million users and more than $1 billion in revenue, Coinbase is designed to thrive in good times and bad. Last year, it raised $300 million at an $8 billion valuation. 8. Paul Singer, activist, investor, Elliott Management, age 75. Elliott, which has $35 billion under management, went on a spending spree in 2019. In August, Singer poached Goldman's top activism banker, Stephen Barg. Now he's laid siege to AT&T. 9. Christine Lagarde, European Central Bank President, age 63. In a world of plunging interest rates, the incoming ECB president is another enemy in Trump's bellum omnium contra omnes. But the former IMF chairwoman has experience scrapping on the world stage. Whenever the situation is really, really bad, she says, you call in the woman. 10. Alan Parker, CEO, Wells Fargo, age 64. Parker may be just the guy to clean up the legal scandals at the nation's second largest bank. Insiders wondered if the interim executive was up to the task, but an impressive showing at the bank's shareholder meeting has some board members talking about keeping him permanently. Unofficial private equity power ranking: 1. The Blackstone Group, 2. The Carlyle Group, 3. KKR, 4. Warburg Pincus, 5. Bain Capital, 6. Apollo Global Management, 7. TPG Capital. Most assets under management: BlackRock with $6.8 trillion, Vanguard with $5.2 trillion, State Street with $2.81 trillion, J.P. Morgan with $2.72 trillion, Charles Schwab with $2.5 trillion, and Fidelity with $2.46 trillion.
Thank you.
the old new establishment, big men on campus, yes, they are all men, who are still masters of their domains. 1. Rupert Murdoch, age 88. Murdoch clan paterfamilias, chairman of Fox Corporation, sold half his empire to Disney for $71.3 billion. 2. Tim Cook, age 58, CEO of Apple, still flirting with a market cap of $1 trillion while focusing on recurring revenues. Slow and steady goes the ship. 3. Larry Fink, age 66, billionaire BlackRock chief with more than $6 trillion under management, recently opened an office in Saudi Arabia. 4. Jamie Dimon, age 63. The mad dog is now the big dog. Said in January 2018 that he won't retire from J.P. Morgan for at least another 5 years. 5. David Zaslav, age 59. The Discovery boss was the highest-paid executive in the country last year, with a package worth $129 million. 6. Lauren Michaels, age 74. OG television mega producer, career maker, and Con Lion Entertainment person of the year. 7. Ray Dalio, age 70. The hedge fund titan turned self-help guru is somehow even more omnipresent since initiating his succession plan. 8. Larry Gagosian, age 74, mega gallerist, Zwirner rival, and contemporary art dealer, recently launched an art advisory firm in New York. 9. Bill Ackman, age 53, Pershing Square founder, comeback king, bet $500 million on his own struggling fund and scored a nearly 50% return. 10. Steve Cohen, age 63, one of the best traders of all time until a run-in with the SEC. Now back to managing outside money for a hefty fee. Next category in the new establishment list for 2019, the moguls, titans, empire builders, and wannabe monopolist disrupting the world on a mass scale. 1. Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder, media baron, moon colonizer, age 55, net worth $100 billion plus. The world's richest man may be having a midlife crisis, but his e-commerce empire shows no signs of slowing. Amazon made $11.2 billion in profit last year and paid zero in federal taxes. How's that for a dick pic? 2. Bob Iger, Disney CEO, age 68. Last year's salary, $65.7 million. Not content with Marvel and Lucasfilm, Iger dropped $71.3 billion to acquire Fox's film and television assets in a mega deal that will allow Disney to rival Netflix when it rolls out its own streaming platform, Disney Plus. 3. Masayoshi Son, SoftBank founder, age 62, net worth $21.3 billion. If there's a bubble in Silicon Valley, blame Son, whose landmark Vision Fund has injected about $70 billion into the tech industry since 2016. His investment strategy, I have only one belief, he says, an AI singularity. 4. Randall Stephenson, Texan, CEO of AT&T, former Boy Scout, age 59. With its $85 billion Time Warner acquisition, Ma Bell is no longer just a bunch of dumb pipes. But winning an antitrust battle with Trump was just the beginning of a larger war with Iger, Reed Hastings, and Paul Singer. 5. Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, CEO and COO of Facebook, ages 35 and 50, combined net worth $71 billion. After years of scandals, Zuckerberg and Sandberg are trying to move forward with a global cryptocurrency called Libra, and plans to conjoin Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook into one inseparable blob. Ingenious, a little sinister, and perfectly on brand. 6. Shari Redstone, Vice Chairwoman, CBS and Viacom, age 65. Redstone seized control of her father's empire, ousted Moonves, and may soon recombine CBS and Viacom, fulfilling a $30 billion bid for renewed relevance as a media kingpin. 7. Elon Musk, serial entrepreneur behind Tesla and SpaceX, age 48. Trying to save Earth, but will settle for nuking Mars. 60% visionary, 40% crazy. 8. Steve Schwartzman, Blackstone CEO and Trump homie, age 72, net worth $17.3 billion. Schwartzman may be in a reflective mood as he hands the reins of his private equity behemoth to his successor, Jonathan Gray, but he remains a giant on Wall Street and in Washington, where he has established himself as Trump's China whisperer. 9. Oprah, America's talk therapist, multibillionaire, age 65. I don't want to run, she protested. I am not trying to test any waters. Don't want to go in those waters. It's okay. She's bigger than the presidency. 10. Adam Neumann, WeWork co-founder and CEO, magical thinker, age 40. Neumann, the master salesman and creative accountant behind community-adjusted EBITDA, and Space as a Service, is now the largest landlord in New York City and London. He also loses about $219,000 an hour. Says Adam, "We do not lose money. We invest money in the future." Musk versus Bezos, space race. Elon Musk wants to colonize Mars. Jeff Bezos wants to colonize the moon. Rockets, Elon Musk, Falcon Heavy, 70 meters, that is, or 230 feet. Satellites, Starlink has received FCC approval for more than 12,000 satellites. Launches, SpaceX, 78. Jeff Bezos, rockets, New Glenn, 82 meters, or 269 feet. Satellites, Project Kuiper hopes to launch 3,236 satellites, according to the FCC. Launches, Blue Origin, 11. The 2019 New Establishment List will continue in the next installment. This program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. I'm Nancy Jones, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service and broadcasting from its studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Vanity Fair Part A airs via special subchannel receiver on Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Vanity Fair Part B airs via special subchannel receiver on Monday and Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Both Parts A and B are available as a podcast. Opening and closing music by Calexico. Interval selections by Mark Hoffman.